Welcome to the fourth parak of Shir HaShirim. And for now, we're talking about the Mishkan here, the sacrifice, the conduct in the desert. Hashem praises the commitment of Klal Yisrael throughout Golus and says that the Einei Ha'eda, the eyes of the congregation, are Chachamim, who provide us with direction. They're precious to Him. They're precious to Hashem. They are the Raiders, so to speak, particularly their behavior, their modest manner. We talk about the Migdal Bavel, the Tower of Bavel. It refers to the Mizbeach, in whose direction people would daven. Right, the Sandigon says, there are two leaders over here in Pasuk Hey. Who are they? Moshe and Aaron, they're praised. Or maybe the king of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Gadol, the Metzudas David says. Hashem gives two tablets, which were twins. Each tablet corresponded to the other, you know, in the Aseres HaDibros. They correspond to each other. There's a bit of a machloket is exactly how it works. Rashi over here says that it's commandments 1 and 6, 2 and 7, 3 and 8, and 4 and 9, and 5 and 10 are linked. I guess that's the easy way to do it. The Ramban, I think, also on Chumash speaks about that, they're linked in that way. Even if we're exiled due to our sins, but Hashem is going to go with us. Hashem is going to go with us into Golus, and one day He's, of course, going to return with us. Hashem loves us. Because of Moshe, who entered Klal Yisrael into a covenant with Him as a munah, they're sanctifying Hashem's name. All of that is beloved to Him, just like when we learn Torah, says to the Stavid so beautifully in Pasuk Tes. Because we have brilliant ancestors, we contain their traits. Their midas are part of us, and therefore we can reflect them somewhat, as the Matidah Stavid says in Pasuk Yud Dalet. That is the end of Perek Dalet.